Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. I got Fancy Bryant here in the world headquarters with me. I can see you, Fancy. How you doing, big guy?
I don't even know what to do with myself.
Nor I.
My hands are being used, but otherwise I wouldn't know what to do with them.
You know, it's great to see you, big guy. Glad you made the trip. I know you love hanging out with Crudy.
It's fun. We're doing some things. We're making things happen. We're making some cookies and baking them in the oven together.
I got the Easy Bake, you know, the light bulb. It's fresh.
Yeah.
It'll bake up nicely.
Yeah, you get a nice solar-powered light bulb. We're good to go.
Fancy Bryant, you have a nice Father's Day, big galoot that you are?
Absolutely. Went to a birthday party. Then I went to a Cubs game yesterday. It was great.
Yeah. Cubs game.
Went to an awesome Cubs game, even though they lost. It was playing Atlanta. It was a perfect, beautiful day. I sat in the shade, had breeze coming on me. It was Juneteenth. Everybody was celebrating, sold out crowd, got to eat some amazing wings, and then walked through the neighborhoods where Darby was born and grew up. It was pretty awesome.
That seems like a great day. Very nostalgic, other than the Big L, you know, Cubs game. Walk through the old hood with the missus and the daughter. Man, that's a great day.
I felt real again, man. It's good.
Yeah, that's great. I didn't, you know, no offense. I actually had a nice Father's Day. I took my father-in-law and my brother-in-law golfing. And then me and the kids and, you know, my brother-in-law and his son, we all went out to dinner. So, you know, not bad. We ate and we golfed. But, you know, I saw everyone else had, like, their kids posted something heartfelt and sentimental on the Facebook. My kids didn't feel so moved.
Well, I didn't put anything on Facebook either. My dad's on Facebook, but I'm like, yeah, you know, just I flooded the zone with so much political stuff that I, you know, I kind of have to make a choice on that.
You know, only a week ago I had a birthday. My kid acknowledged my birthday. Dad, you're the greatest. Something like that, you know?
Well, it probably popped up in his timeline.
And he didn't realize it was Father's Day. I got a card. My wife was very nice to me. I went to the store. I bought a couple items for myself. Some good sunglasses. Tired of squinting through the cheap sunglasses. You get the gas stations. I've been wearing a lot of those this summer. So far, you know, it's like glorious 95 and sunny here in Madison. It's like we're tropical these days.
Yeah, it's a little bit humid. The large folks like myself don't really don't last very well on this, but I'm getting better. Gonna have to get used to it, everybody.
The humidity. It's not the heat, it's the humidity. So anyways, got some sunglasses and bought myself a new Badger hat. You know, I'm something of a homer. If you didn't know, I broadcast here in the great state of Wisconsin. Some say, including yours truly, greatest state ever.
I've been told.
Best state ever. You know, we have the unique shape and all that stuff. We got stuff going for us here.
I haven't seen you wear the Badger hat in a while. What happened to your, you had to get a new one?
Several Badger hats, and I only like one brand. Like they're clothy. And so I've been telling my family for like four birthdays, four Christmases, four Father's Day. Hey, can I get a new Badger hat, please? You know, I don't like to buy my own stuff anymore.
And did they say, yeah, go get one?
No, everyone like gets me like Badger hats that I don't like. You know, they just buy me any old Badger hat. And I'm like, well, if I'm not wearing that one or that one or that one. So finally I just broke down. I said, I will buy my own freaking Badger hat. I bought the same hat. I got like four of in the closet, but they're all getting, you know, they sweat through, they get ratty and washed and rattier and painted on, you know, like to age them. They're all classics now.
Yeah, they actually have a way to do that in I usually, when I get cast in things, I usually play like a blue collar worker or some kind of guy who's been doing stuff. Yeah, I know.
Blue collar guy?
I know. Or a guy who deserves to get punched.
That
in
seems
the face.
Like a miscast to me. Yeah. Continue.
For sure. You know, and they have to distress your clothes. So that what they do is they have an entire method for taking new stuff.
Oh, I would have thought.
Making it look old. So
just putting you in the clothes would have distressed the clothes.
Usually it does. It stretches them out. It gives them a little bit of ironing, and then stuff is pilled by the end of the day. You got to get it all in one take. Otherwise, we're screwed with me. Don't listen if you're listening, film producers. Anyway, point is, they put me in this stuff, and they have to distress the thing. So they basically run over it with cars and throw it in the dirt and just stomp on it. And
are you wearing the clothes at that time?
No.
Oh, you're not speed bumps out.
Well, they haven't asked me to do that yet. I wouldn't think it's a union thing.
It'd be more authentic if you did.
I would think so.
You know what I find just a little distressing? This headline of the day. Let's do a little politics.
I like that.
The Texas GOP, the grand old party, great state of Texas. Well, they rejected a couple of things. Had their party convention this weekend. You know, the Democratic Party has their big convention this weekend as well. I'm going to be there. I'm going to broadcast it. You hear it if you tune in on Saturday night. We'll give you all the speeches. We'll give you a little pregame coverage from yours truly. I'll be in La Crosse. I'll be in the 3rd CD, Western Wisconsin. Or, you know, if you're looking at the back of Russ Feingold's hand or by the pinky, kind of pinky joint right there. That's where La Crosse is. And that's my old stomping grounds. Me and Dominic, we were college roommates in La Crosse. So I got both the broadcasters, the convention. I'm going to be off on Wednesday. Kristen Bry is going to fill in for me on Wednesday.
I'm looking forward to that.
Kristen Bry, comedian. She does Ascos, Wisconsin. She's, you know, she's got lots of different media things. She does something for the Journal Sentinel. And I know she fills in sometimes on the inferior, but somewhat bigger stick down the dial. Anyways, Kristen is going to fill in for me. I feel very... very pleased to have her do so. That will be this Wednesday. And then I will be broadcasting Thursday and Friday, and then a little special coverage Saturday. And Don will join me. We'll do our little connection, at least through the, you know, the media airwaves. We're not actually going to be in the same place because I'll be partying in La Crosse, and he's got something back in Milwaukee. But anyways, here is the distressing lead headline. It's from the Texas GOP. They've made a couple of adoptions for their platform. Number one, we reject homosexuality. It's abnormal.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they voted on it. They made it part of their platform. We reject homosexuality. And the other thing is we reject democracy.
Oh,
they
very good.
Literally reject democracy. Let me bring you some of CNN's coverage. The Republican Party of Texas over the weekend adopted a resolution at its state convention that rejects President Joe Biden as the winner of the 2020 election. We don't believe it. Further aligning the state party establishment with former President Donald Trump in pushing false election claims. Here is the specific resolution that was voted on. We reject the certified results of the 2020 presidential election, and we hold that acting President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. was not legitimately elected by the people of the United States. Read the resolution passed by voice vote in Houston on Saturday. We strongly urge all Republicans to work to ensure election integrity and to show up to vote in November 2022. Bring your friends and family, volunteer for your local Republicans, and overwhelm any possible fraud.
Hey, Republicans of goodwill, if there are any left, please do something.
Brian Bodine, not spelled fancy like your name. Again, the reporting of CNN, talking about the Texas GOP party convention this weekend. Before the final resolution was adopted, Brian Bodine, a platform committee member, who says he wrote the resolution, you know, the we don't believe the last election resolution, proposed an amendment about the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. It asserted that the, And here's the quote, Fancy Brian. Rights of those charged with crimes have been violated and rejected the narrative, air quotes, that events at the U.S. Capitol represented an insurrection. The proposal drew applause and chants of let's go, Brandon. Matt Rinaldi, chairman of the committee, ruled the amendment was out of order and would not be considered. But the platform also included a section calling homosexuality an abnormal lifestyle choice and opposing all efforts to validate transgender identity. They voted on it. They don't believe in other human, you know, other humans' right to their own sexuality.
Great job. Great job. At Wrigley, I ran into a dude running down the street yelling, let's go, Brandon. I told him to shut the F up. And then as he was running away, called me a P word. It was great.
Was he running fast? You could have caught him, big guy.
I'm not walking faster than I can. I'm not going to run after the guy. My daughter's with me. The guy kept on saying it over and over and over again. Okay, we got your point. Shut the F up. You're a man. And then ran away. It was great.
Very, very courageous act. The rando. Anyways.
Well, when you can't, you know, bring yourself to swear in front of people, you know.
A little bit more here from CNN's reporting from Texas. The state party's platform has not yet been finalized, according to Jeff Wesolek, a spokesperson for the Texas GOP, but votes are being tallied on each individual plank. Also during the convention, Texas Senator John Cornyn, a lead GOP negotiator on the bipartisan gun talks, received boos from his home state crowd after he said he had fought and kept President Biden's gun-grabbing wish list off the table. And then they booed him, the home state guy, because he's not harsh enough. Democrats pushed for an assault weapons ban. I said no. They tried to get a new 3-week mandatory waiting period for all gun purchases. I said no. Universal background checks, magazine bans, licensing requirements. The list goes on and on and on. I said no, no. 1,000 times no. Cornyn said. So what's left, John? You know, you told us a lot of stuff you're not for. The Texas GOP, they're not for gun reform. They're not for, what, homosexual rights. And certainly, they ain't for democracy. Come back. Devil's Advocates. It's Monday. Get to work, blue-collar style. Distressed and all that kind of stuff.
The stars at night are big and bright.
Deep in the
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Got Fancy Brian here with me in the world headquarters. He's screening the calls, doing the drops. Being super cool, he's got all that stuff going for him.
Saying the things, got the whatnot.
You can be part of this big production at 844-967-2789. Fancy, wanna turn our attention back down to Texas for a bit longer. Now, I spent some time in Texas when I was in the military. Fort Sam Houston. Spent, 6 months. Loved it. You know, if you got to be in the military in Texas, Fort Sam is a great station.
Now, I know it says Sam Houston, but is that located near Houston?
San Antonio, actually.
Okay. San Antonio is a cool town.
It was great, man. We'd go to the Mexican flea markets. We'd go to the Riverwalk.
Oh, the Riverwalk is awesome in San Antonio.
The hotel rooms.
Yeah.
Well, they love the service guys. Mm-hmm. So we'd all go running off and get hotel rooms on Friday night. And, you know, we'd head back to base on Sunday. But, yeah, San Antonio.
San Antonio. I like El Paso. I like Austin a lot. It's a cool thing. Dallas itself is a really cool town.
I went to Houston. Dom and I went to Houston where this apparent Republican GOP convention was very recently. We went down there for the presidential debate. I just remember it being hot and the traffic driving very, very fast in Houston.
That's pretty much the same thing here. I'm still hot thinking about it.
Let's talk a little bit more about the platform of the GOP. TheHill.com reporting, Brad Dress, Texas GOP adopts an anti-LGBTQ platform, refers to being gay as abnormal. Well, that's how to move the party forward, isn't it?
You know what I think is abnormal? Continuing to go on about an election that you completely lost.
Having a party platform predicated on the Old Testament of the Bible.
Yeah,
in 2022.
Caring so much about other people's genitals that you're willing to put it front and center on your campaign. We care so much about other people's genitals and what they do with them.
Let me read a little from the reporting at the Hill. Doesn't say exactly about the genitals thing, but let me read a little. The Texas Republican Party adopted a new platform on Saturday that refers to homosexuality as abnormal and opposes all efforts to validate transgender identity. The Texas GOP party adopted the 40-page platform at its biennial convention in Houston after passing the party's new guiding principles, which include a section called Homosexuality and Gender Issues. I'm not a big fan of the transgisters, I don't think. The section includes a formal position declaring the state GOP party is against giving a special legal status to gay men or women, and that they support people who oppose homosexuality based on faith, religion, or belief in traditional values. I'm just bigoted. I just don't like gay people. Well, that's good enough for us, right? Traditional values.
That must suck. Like, your whole life must suck if you get so upset about other people. Oh my gosh. Like, what do you do with your life that you care so much?
I mean, really, in the whole scheme of the world, do we have the right to not be offended by other people's lifestyle choices? Or not choices, depending on your point of view. But even if it were a choice, so what? It's not your choice. I don't understand why somebody else's lifestyle, what I do in my bedroom or you do in yours, or Dom does in several bedrooms and kitchen counter and all that kind of stuff, I don't see why that matters to you. You being the generic, the broader Republican Party.
I think support for Donald Trump is stupid. I just don't think you should be locked up for it. Or maybe, you know, excluded from rights for it.
844-967-2789. More from the platform of the Republican Party of Texas. Homosexuality is an abnormal lifestyle choice. We believe there should be no granting of special legal entitlements or creation of special status for homosexual behavior, regardless of the state of origin. So in other words, what, you get married in the state of Wisconsin, they're not going to acknowledge it in the state of Texas? A wave of anti-LGBTQ bills have flooded red states this year, with Republican-leading majorities specifically targeting the transgender community. And Texas has passed laws banning the participation of transgender youth in sports and prohibiting the discussion of sexual orientation or transgender identity in public schools. The Movement Advancement Project gives Texas a low rating for LGBTQ rights. Oh, that's a shocker. Texas Governor Greg Abbott drew backlash earlier this year when he ordered state officials to investigate parents of transgender children who allow their child to undergo gender-affirming care, which the state attorney general, Ken Paxton, called child abuse. The indicted felon, Ken Paxton. Why has he not, you know, had his day in court? But I read on. The directive is still being challenged in court after a judge recently halted the investigations. At the Texas Republican Party convention on Saturday, Senator Ted Cruz spoke in opposition to what he called the woke agenda from the left and discussed Disney's new Lightyear movie with the popular Buzz Lightyear character from the Toy Story franchise, because one scene includes a same-sex couple kissing.
Oh my goodness, it's almost like a lot of people's families in all across America.
Like, just leave the kids alone, Cruz said. Consenting adults, you can do what you want to do. Not in Texas. Not under your platform, but let me read on. But this culture assault is driven by radical leftists who want to tear down America. The party's new platform was adopted during Pride Month. Yeah, that's a nice little side note. A time when the LGBTQ community and the movement's supporters rally and hold events in support. The community has been on edge during festivities this month after 31 members of the Patriot Front, a far-right white supremacist organization based in Texas, were arrested earlier this month in Idaho for conspiracy to riot at a Pride event.
Stupid losers, and a lot of them, by the way, were from the North Dallas suburbs area.
And you know what was also very unusual, Fancy Brian? They all wore masks. It's almost like you know, if you want to cover your face with like a Klan hood or a ski mask to try and be sort of less than fully transparent.
Well, it's part of the uniform.
Well, apparently that's, you can breathe through that mask. So anyways, come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. It is the Monday edition, and you can be a part. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. More of us, more of you if you call.
Homosexuality is not something that we should be supporting.
Transgender troops in our bathroom.
Can we marry dogs?
Freedom!
Ted Cruz.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Dom's joining in hour two. You can join right now live via phone. Going to him next at 844-967-2789. Let's see. Jesse, I believe by a nose. Jesse, you're first in the queue. How you doing, man?
Look, how you guys doing? Thanks for having me on again, buddies.
Yeah.
Look, I think it's really important that all the people out there listening, when you are at the broader Thanksgiving or whatever family dinner table and you hear, you know, your homophobic uncle or aunt pipe up about this kind of stuff, that you do give them some pushback, and you don't need to be, you know, an academic on it to really nail them. And the fact is this, and it is a fact, there is example of homosexuality throughout the animal kingdom. Penguins, dogs, horses, insects, fruit flies, like we have it. It's documented. It's known. And if they're going to say that this is unnatural, they're going to have a, you know, it's not about convincing them. They'll never be convinced. But you do have other people at the table who are younger and impressionable, who are still learning about the world and making up their minds. And that's the kind of logic that it's undeniable. If they're going to say that this is unnatural, then why is it all throughout nature?
Well, I don't think they're actually trying to explain it away. They're just calling it sinful. You know, it's Leviticus, sure, but if, Old Testament, but, you know, they're selectively using the Bible.
But if their God made it, then it's not natural, because if an animal was born homosexual, then humans are animals and so are we. So it at least is not the kind of thing that you're going to convince your racist uncle about or your homophobic uncle or aunt about. But you might have some cousins around the dinner table that that's the kind of thing that strikes a chord. So I just say it worked for me for getting some family members to open their minds. To say, look, this is a nature, your God, you think God made the universe? Well, he made homosexuality too. Totally natural.
Jesse, let me ask. We've seen an evolution, at least even amongst Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. Now she was the, you know, can we marry lamp woman? And now she's okay with gay marriage, same-sex marriage. But Tim Michaels, the, you know, businessman Trump endorsed, he's against. He's not down for the same-sex marriage. So what's he going to take us backwards, Jesse?
Yeah, I'll probably and follow that to its logical conclusion. They also don't want gay people to be able to adopt, which is horrific, right? If you're an orphan, don't you just want a loving, stable family? And what kind of cruel person would profess to believe in a caring God but not want an orphan to have a stable home?
They just want the babies to be birthed, Jesse. Then
I'm well aware of that. I'm talking to the people in the back of the room. You know me.
Appreciate your call. 844-967-2789. Next up, Susan in the car. Welcome, Susan. What do you got for us?
Well, I just keep thinking, when you talk about the Republican Party convention and all this other stuff that they're blatantly putting out there, I wonder how the average ordinary person who tends to be, well, the independent who votes Republican from time to time, really feels about that, because I believe that independents are independent because they want to choose what's best for them. And I can't imagine that they feel that this is something that they should align themselves with. I guess that's how I look at it. So I feel like it's not, it can't be helping the Republican Party be this way.
You know what's interesting, Susan? As you were speaking, and I was trying to pay attention, but I also pulled up some polling. Gallup polling from about a year ago at this time, most Republicans back some form of same-sex marriage. About 55% of Republicans believe in this. You know, outside of Texas, apparently, Susan.
Right. Well, I believe that that's even higher in a lot of parts of the country. So, because I'm sure there are many families who are affected, not affected, I don't want to use that word, who have people who have different sexual preferences in their families and ways of being. So I can't imagine that this sits well with them.
I think you make good points. Thanks for listening, Susan. I want to get this out there. Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I missed this the other day. Didn't really talk about it on air, but there's still time. Right now, 844-967-2789. You can also pick some topics. We'll take your calls. Lightly screened by Fancy Brian in the world headquarters. Madison, Dateline Madison, Republican gubernatorial candidate Tim Michaels says he believes marriage should be between one man and one woman, a position he holds today that matches one he took 2 decades ago as a U.S. Senate candidate at a time when most Americans agreed. That's a long time ago. But in 2022, support for gay marriage has grown to nearly universal, with 72% of Wisconsinites who support marriage for gay and lesbian couples, according to recent state pollings. Now, Michaels, a wealthy construction executive from Connecticut, right? Let me read on.
Just like you and me.
Who entered the GOP primary for governor in April, lost a bid for the U.S. Senate in 2004. During that campaign, he called for amending the U.S. Constitution to ban gay marriage and said people should not have gay values imposed on them.
Well, I don't think he should have stupid values, so.
He does, though. He does have stupid values. In an interview with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Tuesday, last Tuesday, about a week ago, Michaels reiterated that position, saying he believes marriages belong to opposite-sex couples in response to whether he supports same-sex marriage or believes it should be banned. You know, basically, a little bit more, Wisconsin voters approved an amendment to the state constitution in 2006 that banned same-sex marriage, but a federal judge overturned the ban in 2014, and the U.S. Supreme Court, in a separate case a year later, established a nationwide right to same-sex marriage. Well, that was a different court in a different day. I mean, Roe v. Wade, we haven't talked about it much lately, but Roe v. Wade's coming down perhaps as soon as next Monday. Planned Parenthood here in the state of Wisconsin has stopped scheduling abortions. Why? Because they don't know if they're going to be legal next week. And the draft opinion we saw, Alito, I think, drafted it, said basically if it wasn't enumerated in the Constitution, it's not a right. Well, same-sex marriage is not enumerated. The right to marry someone outside of your race is not enumerated. The right to use contraception in marriage is not enumerated in the Constitution as a right. So if you think we're done having these battles, if you think Tim Michaels is old school and doesn't matter what the old man thinks, it does. Because we're fighting these cultural wars each and every elective cycle. A little bit more. Wisconsin voters, we talked about the Wisconsin voters. They're, you know, same-sex marriage ban back in 2006. Supporters of that ruling have become worried the high court could reverse itself on the issue after a draft opinion leaked this spring showing a majority was ready to overturn Roe v. Wade. I just talked about that. Polling conducted in April by Marquette University Law School showed just 19% of Wisconsinites opposed marriages for gay and lesbian couples. Well, I don't know that, you know, Michaels would have fallen in that category, probably living in Connecticut at that time. But anyway, support in the state for same-sex marriage has ballooned from 55% up to 72% in April. And Michael's opposition to same-sex marriage is in contrast between Democratic incumbent Tony Evers and his top Republican primary opponents. Evers says he supports gay marriage and was the first governor to raise the pride flag over a state capitol, signifying support for gay residents of the state of Wisconsin. Republican candidates for governor, and I took notice, Rebecca Clayfish and Kevin Nicholson, balked at Evers' use of the flag, but have not said that they oppose gay marriage. That's a change for Clayfish. As the article points out, in Clayfish's case, her current position reflects a change in position from comments she made when she first ran for lieutenant governor. At what point are we going to okay marrying inanimate objects? Clayfish asked in a Christian radio station appearance. Can I marry this table or this, you know, clock? Can we marry dogs? This is ridiculous. Biblically, again, I'm not going to go right back to my fundamental Christian beliefs. Marriage is between one man and one woman. She later apologized for using a poor choice of words, and she now considers the debate over same-sex marriage over, according to a campaign spokesperson.
Yeah, too bad, lost me forever. Same with Michaels, lost me forever, bye.
Rebecca believes in the legalization of same-sex marriages and agrees with President Trump that it's settled law, no longer up for discussion. Kind of like Roe was, right? She's all for overturning Roe. I guarantee it. Rebecca is all for overturning Roe v. Wade. Nicholson also told the Journal Sentinel he did not want the courts to revisit the legality of same-sex marriage. The American people have made clear their view on this, and they believe that it should be legal. Most do. Hannah Minshoff, a spokeswoman for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, said Michaels was once again staking out the most radical position on gay marriage like he did in the 04 U.S. Senate race. Barry Burden, a political science professor and director of elections research at the UW-Madison, said Michaels' statement is sufficiently ambiguous that it probably won't hurt him in the general election. It should, though. Shouldn't it?
Well, who else are you going to go to?
But he is apparently not making clear what he thinks about the law about marriage should be, but it is generally stating that he thinks it should only involve one man and one woman. I mean, I'm pretty clear he's homophobic here. I mean, do we have to give him the benefit of the doubt? Well, maybe he's only ambiguously homophobic.
No, he's just a bigot.
In the Republican primary, showing opposition to same-sex marriage can help him. In the general election, abortion is likely to dominate among the social issues that will get attention, Burden predicted. Same-sex marriage, that could be a big deal as well. And you know something interesting, Fancy Brian? CNN reported on this. There's a middle school in Massachusetts, and they're quote-unquote Catholic. And they were trying to be inclusive. And this month, they put up flags honoring Black Lives Matter, you know, in deference to Juneteenth, let's say, and also a pride flag. And the church has decided they can no longer call themselves proper Catholics.
In St. Francis' Church? Really?
Let me just throw a little bit more out there. 844-967-2789. A Massachusetts middle school can no longer be called Catholic. Can't be Catholic. After flying a gay pride and a Black Lives Matter flag at the school, the bishop of the Diocese of Worcester of the Catholic Church says,
Worcester.
The Nativity School of, say it for me.
Worcester.
The Nativity School of Worcester, which says the governance and control of school operations are fully independent of the diocese and receives no funding from them, vowed to appeal the bishop's decision. Bishop Robert McManus Thursday cited an open letter to the school in early May as part of the reason for his decision. I publicly stated in an open letter that these symbols, flags, embody specific agendas or ideologies that contradict Catholic social and moral teachings. How so? It is my contention that the gay pride flag represents support of gay marriage and actively living an LGBTQ lifestyle. This is also true of Black Lives Matter, McManus said. The Catholic Church teaches us that life is sacred, and the church certainly stands unequivocally behind the phrase Black Lives Matter and strongly affirms that all lives matter.
Wow. In Francis's church, that's amazing.
After the current school year, the school can't identify and describe itself as Catholic, McManus says. Catholic Mass is prohibited on school grounds, along with any school-sponsored Mass at any church or chapel within the diocese, among other repercussions, McManus says. The school cited a call from students, the majority of whom are people of color, is one reason for flying the flag starting in January of 2021. As a multicultural school, the flags represent the inclusion and respect of all people. These flags simply state that they are all welcome at Nativity, and this value of inclusion is rooted in Catholic teachings. Yeah, but they don't like the New Testament. They don't like the Jesus sort of Christianity.
I'm going to have my mom call some people. She used to work with those folks.
You have them call. I like this school. Stand up for their kids. The Archdiocese. A little less so. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Don't let our true love run cold. Welcome to Worcester. $1.25, please.
If you love someone and you want to marry them, we're not going to penalize you.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. You can always be a part, 844-967-2789. I wanted to tell you about a little campaign ad being rolled out in Missouri. I found a headline here. Paul Waldman at the Washington Post. Elite Republicans are now openly encouraging political violence. Openly encouraging political violence. And we got some sound for you.
I wish I could tell you I was surprised.
At this moment in history, Republican radicalism comes in so many forms. Election subversion, draconian abortion restrictions, gun fetishism, anti-LGBTQ scapegoating. That some argue the party is moving towards a new kind of fascism. That raises complicated questions, but one of fascism's key features is the glorification of violence as a domestic political tool. Keep that in mind as you watch this new ad from Eric Greitens, a Missouri Republican running for the U.S. Senate. We're going to play it for you fine folks in just a moment. I'm going to give you a little descriptor, though. With a shotgun in hand and pistol on his belt, Greitens accompanies soldiers busting in what appears to be a suburban home. Then he says to the camera, "Join the MAGA crew. Get a rhino hunting permit. There is no bagging limit, no tagging limit, and it doesn't expire until we save our country." For the uninitiated, rhino is short for Republican in name only, a term that originally referred to Republicans who were too ideologically moderate for someone's taste, but it's now used to refer to those who, no matter how ideologically conservative, are insufficiently worshipful of Donald Trump or question the more radical beliefs and tactics of the extreme wing of the party. Politicians often use martial rhetoric. They talk a lot about fighting and engaging in wars of various types. And even the word campaign originally referred to armies fighting each other. But this is qualitatively different. Greitens is not deploying some subtle metaphor here. You can even order a rhino hunting permit sticker from his website. If asked, I'm sure he would say he's not literally advocating the hunting and killing of human beings. But he kind of is. In case you were unfamiliar with him, Greitens' campaign for Missouri governor 6 years ago featured an ad showing him firing hundreds of rounds with a gigantic machine gun while the narrator said he was under attack from Obama's Democrat machine. Greitens won that election, then resigned amid multiple scandals. The most appalling of them concerned a woman who charged that he coerced her into sex and then blackmailed her. He admitted having an affair, but denied the blackmail accusation. He, tied her up and raped her and took photos and blackmailed her with the photos.
What a great guy. Can't wait for him to represent people.
Now he's running for Senate, trying to stand out in a field of ultra-conservative candidates. There might be 100 Republicans who fire guns in their ads, many of whom talk about their guns are, a protection against tyranny. In other words, they're ready to use them to kill police officers and military service members. But Greitens is the first to so explicitly say that the members of his own party should be hunted without the slightest hint that it's an exaggeration. And like most nations, the United States is never completely without political violence. It has come with many directions through right-wing violence. It has been more common and more deadly, from the murder of doctors and staff members of abortion clinics to the Oklahoma City bombing. At the moment, We're seeing a rise in widely distributed, low-level acts of violence and intimidation directed at the right's enemies. This will likely escalate. This year has been has seen a dramatic increase in threats against Pride Month events, which come after a couple of years of near riots at school board meetings and threats against public health officials and election administrators. There is an undeniable connection between what the angry right-wing mob does on the ground and what it sees from the Republican elite. And what do members of the right-wing mob see every day on Fox News and other conservative media outlets? They get a deluge of histrionic outrage and apocalyptic warnings about groomers preparing to abuse their children, about the coming genocidal campaign against white people, about Antifa coming to burn down their towns, about the impending outlawing of gun ownership and Christianity and everything else they hold dear. If you actually believed all of it, violence might seem a reasonable response. Just like storming the Capitol might seem reasonable if you believe Donald Trump's lies about the 2020 election. Well, Fancy Brian, there's a little bit more here, but let's save it until after we play the ad. Just in case anyone was curious how bad it's getting out there in the world, here's Eric Greitens, Missouri senatorial candidate. You know, he's hunting rhinos. Let him have it.
I'm Eric Greitens, Navy SEAL, and today we're going rhino hunting. The rhino feeds on corruption and is marked by the stripes of cowardice.
Flash bombs.
Join the MAGA crew. Get a rhino hunting permit. There's no bagging limit, no tagging limit, and it doesn't expire until we save our country.
Eric Greitens, U.S. Senate, 2022.
And that's literally why I get so upset when I hear anyone on the left going, you know what, we need to figure out how to compromise with these folks.
Yeah, it is bothersome. Let me see if I can bring this little article at the Post to conclusion. Trump repeatedly fantasized about acts of violence against liberal protesters and the bloodthirsty cheers of his supporters. Knock the crap out of them, would you? But the fault does not end with him. The rising tide of thuggery is validated and encouraged by Republican office holders who are now devoting an extraordinary amount of attention to scapegoating vulnerable people, especially transgender kids. And echoing the lies and hyperbole of conservative media, Rep. Adam Kinzinger of Illinois, one of the two Republicans serving on the House committee investigating the J6 attack, recently shared a death threat mailed to his wife, saying the two of them and their infant son would be executed. There is violence in the future, he said. When more of it happens, candidates such as Greitens will pretend they had nothing to do with it. They'll say their ugly, violent rhetoric was just figurative, even as they wink and nod to their supporters. They'll claim to be shocked, shocked, I tell you, and asked how they could possibly have known anyone would take them seriously. But we should take them seriously. Violence isn't something we're working to discourage. It has become a key part of their rhetoric and their political program. And the worse it gets, the more pleased they'll be. A violent future, something to look forward to. I'm not trying to be hyperbolic here. I'm just saying they're encouraging it. We're running campaign freaking ads encouraging murder.
Well, look at our gubernatorial candidates. If not Evers, which one of those do you feel comfortable with? Seriously.
Come back with us, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Dom joins next. You could also join. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. Crudy going on the road to the third CD, broadcasting from La Crosse. You know, I guess it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. But until then, more Devil's Advocates, Dom, Fancy Brian, and the World Headquarters, and your calls could be next. 844-96-HARDY.
Got news for you, pal. They're going to nail us no matter what we do.
So if you see somebody getting ready to throw a tomato, knock the crap out of them, would you? Seriously.